the departure of the Munich for the armed groups is like an incident that is not good for the population. You know, according to the situation that is going on in the east of the country, especially in North Kivu and South Kivu, and what is going on all over the country, we still have a problem of security because we don't have army. That's true. Because our army is acting like rebels, like militias. They don't have any regulation. So if the Monuc forces can leave Congo now, so it means that we send the country, we drop the country into a new crisis that should not get a solution. So the presence of the Monuc is just helping to secure the local population and protecting civilians. So we don't trust the army. Who is going to keep the population? Who is going to protect the civilians in the different zones of operation? So that's the reason why the armed groups said, because we don't trust this army that is composed by different militias, we cannot allow or understand or accept to the United Nations to say that the army should leave Congo. It means that they need Congo to become a Somalia. So that's the reason why we say it's not the moment now to make that forces depart from Congo.
Have the different rebel groups that came together to plead your case spoken to the government about the need to keep Monuc in the country?
Oh, please, the government is legal. And the government signed an agreement with the United Nations before the UN forces enter in Congo. So we don't have to ask the approval of the government when we see a very bad situation that can happen if we don't take care about it. So that's the reason why we cannot ask the government, because the government position is to make the forces of the UN to leave Congo. And for us, as a local population, as people that are living inside the city, and we are citizens of Congo, we are right to say whatever we see and whatever we want, because we are leaders. We have a people. We have a very hard territory that is not under the government control. But the Monuc forces are just doing the best to access to that territory. So we cannot ask the approval of Congo when we want to take a position. It's our position, like a civilian, like a citizen, and like a people that needs the peace to be established in the country. We don't care about that. Yes.
But Bitaki, you are part of the rebel movement that is causing the problems in the country, attacking villages and destroying properties, among other things. Why are you talking about insecurity when you contributed largely to the problems in the country in the first place?
Okay, your question is very, very interesting. I wanted to tell you the truth about the troubles that are going on, that are just occurring in different zones of this country. We give them all our forces, all our combatants to the government. In January 2009, we said we don't have a control of any forces, and we surrendered them to the government so that for them to be integrated into the regular army. But unfortunately, what the government doesn't say, what is not the truth, is that the government soldiers, the government forces are just leaving the army, and they go to the bush to stay there because they are not well treated in the army. So we don't have, there is no armed group that is just fighting against the government. The people that are fighting against the government are the former soldiers that left the army because they were not paid, they don't have a salary, they don't have a ration, they don't have a uniform, even equipment they don't have. So they are just leaving and they start to create, to try to create a new armed group. But we don't, there is no armed group that is in the bush that is fighting against the government. No. The one who can prove us the difference, I don't know who can give us the proof about that situation. But we know the government failed to reform the security system and to reform the army. That's the reason we don't have any armed groups in the bush that is fighting against the government.
Have you presented your concerns to the United Nations mission in Congo about your disapproval of their imminent departure?
Yes, we did. We had, because That text, that communique we sent to different media, means it shows our position. And we have we had different meetings with UN responsibles here. We told them that we disagree with the government position, because the government is based in Kinshasa. In Kinshasa, we have ministers, we have many people, but they are not living the realities on ground like us. So that's the reason why we said we have to meet with different officers of the UN and of some countries such as France, such as United States and United Kingdom in Goma. We tried to discuss with them, and we told them that we are not, we don't agree with the one who says that the government, the United Nations forces should leave Congo. We disapproved that, and they know. That's why at this moment I get this opportunity to inform Congolese people that we refuse the UN forces should not leave Congo until the security have improved, have been established wherever there is a fighting. You know, there is a money law program that concerns a military operation. So FRDC are behaving like rebels on ground. They are killing people, and they are just looting goods of people. They are raping wives. So if there is no natural forces such as the UN mission, so we are going to live a catastrophe. And who is the loser? It's the local population. So that's the reason why we disapprove the position of the government.
So how many rebel groups are against the departure of MONUC? Can you give me their names?
Except the CNDP. I want to give you, except the CNDP, all of the armed groups, the former armed groups signed the letter and said they don't agree with the departure of the UN forces. I think you have the list. It's Pareko, Kifuafua, Maimai Kasindie, Maimai Burundi, Maimai Mongol, Maimai Yakutumba, Maimai Kapopo, Maimai Ruenzori, Maimai Shikito, Maimai Kirikicho, Maimai Maoro, Mudundu Karant, Maimai Mikiriba, all of the former armed groups agreed, and they signed the letter to say they don't agree with the position of the government that looks for the departure of the UN forces.